Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. If when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Yeah, and that's the way of the world. What's going on, party people? It's the Mayor in the building, man. After Further Review is in your face, man. Loud and direct. You know the math, 646-200-3838. That's one to get in on the conversation. Shout out to everybody who called in last week, man. Press one, man. Let's get it popping. Shout out to the big homie Rich. Just you Palace all day. Miss Lavina behind the board doing the thing. You know what I mean? We got it straight with the drop. My man Johan Powell. Lawyer extraordinaire. Thanks for the drop, my dude. I got more coming at you. That's what it is. We here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Live and direct. You got the mayor in the building after further review. Go ahead and get into a little football, man. Run these scores past season in case you missed them or whatever. Browns over the Bengals, 17-6. Arizona Cardinals Tampa Bay, over Tampa Bay, 13-10. Last night, New Orleans, 38, Miami, 17. Sunday night football was New England 30, Atlanta 23, Denver 52, the Eagles 20. Can't wait for T to call it. Washington Redskins 24, Oakland 14, Chargers 30, Cowboys 21, Tennessee Titans 38, New York Jets 13, butt fumble part 2. Buffalo Bills 23, Baltimore Ravens 20, Detroit Lions 40, Chicago Bears 32. Shout out to Ziggy and Detroit Lions doing some things. Kansas City Chiefs 31, New York Giants 7. Somebody's going in the toilet early. Minnesota Vikings 34, Pittsburgh Steelers 27. That game was out in London, and Mike Tomlin's not too thrilled about the situation. Indianapolis 37, Jacksonville 3. Seattle came back. Russell Wilson finally got me some fantasy points. Seattle Seahawks 23. Houston Texans 20 in overtime. And the Thursday night game, the San Francisco 49ers 35, St. Louis Rams 11. We here, man, live and direct. The man's in the building. You know the math, man. 646-200-3838. Best one to get in on the conversation. And it's NHL, man. Hockey tonight, man. I'm a hockey dude, man. In case you didn't know about the man. I watch hockey. I'm into hockey. And I talk about hockey. I'll ask for the review. So the puck drop tonight, man. Tonight is the opening night for the NHL season. The Chicago Blackhawks raising the banner for last year's championship. Monday we have our first quarter season. Montreal Canadiens 2, Toronto Maple Leafs 1, first period. Washington Capitals at Chicago. Like I said earlier, the Blackhawks are raising their championship banner from last year. And tonight at 10 o'clock, we've got the Winnipeg Jets and the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah, I'm into hockey, man. I even did my little write-ups I did my own little NHL preview, man, on After the Review. Basically, we try to break it down so it can be understandable for everybody, man, have some fun with it. But it's real deal. We know what we're talking about. So, again, man, we here, man. You know the math. You know what to do with 8 o'clock. Shout out to all the listeners, man. We see you, too. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the wild card game tonight, in the National League. The Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch will be about 8:07. finally, baseball season is over. You know, the Yankees didn't do, you know, anything. I said they finished third. You know what I mean? And I was quite, I'm proud of my team still, man. I'm a Yankee fan forever, man. You know, good, bad, and different. You know, and, you know, Joe Girardi, you know, he managed, you know, he managed with what he had. You know what I'm saying? He signed up for people that was, you know, cast off from other teams, and they came in and did some things for the Yankees. You know, we dealt with a lot of injuries. I told some people that the Yankees are finished third, and they finished third. You know, maybe actually tied for third with Baltimore. But and all in all, man, you know, they had a decent season. People was expecting them to be garbage, you know, and they finished, at least they finished over 500. They finished the season winning 3 in a row, you know what I mean? But, you know, the team's not going to be the same, man. Mariano Rivera's going to be gone. You know, Andy Pettit's going to be gone. You know, we don't know what the situation is with A-Rod. You know what I mean? Like, do we really care about that situation, you know, because he's on the end of his rope anyway. So we got to get ready, you know, for some turnover as far as Yankees fans are concerned. And, you know, I'm used to it. You know, we'll be back in the thing, man, real soon, man. You know, everybody takes their, you know, time off to do what they do. But, you know, we'll be back. That's all I got to say as a Yankee fan. But moving on, the Boston Red Sox made a nice little comeback this season after the chicken and beer episode from last year. They won the American League East, and they play the Oakland A's on Friday. I mean, excuse me, my bad. They play the winner of the Tampa Bay and Cleveland game on Friday. So Oakland plays the Detroit Tigers. You know what I mean? So that's the American League playoffs. Boston Red Sox open on Friday at home against the winner of tomorrow night's Cleveland Indians-Tampa Bay Rays game. And the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland A's open in Oakland on Friday night. On Thursday night, St. Louis Cardinals, they're going to open up against the winner of tonight's game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and the Los Angeles Dodgers will play the Atlanta Braves on Thursday night. As far as the World Series and the playoffs are concerned, in the National League, I like St. Louis probably to come out ahead and go to the World Series because I think they have the most balanced team out of all the teams in the playoffs. You know, Atlanta's, you know, top heavy with the bats, but their pitching is kind of lacking since Tim Hudson is out with a broken ankle. And I just think that St. Louis is going to be the team after all the smoke clears. The Dodgers, they might be able to do it, but I think that, you know, some inexperience is going to show. Maybe Yasiel Puig might make an error in the outfield or make a base running mistake or something. It's going to be something crucial that might happen to get the Dodgers out of the playoffs. I think at the end of the day, the Cardinals are probably going back to the World Series. And in the American League, I don't know. I think that I don't think that the Boston Red Sox want to see Cleveland. I told Ziggy, a certain party, that Cleveland was going to have a good year. They made the playoffs, and I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow against Tampa Bay. And I think Cleveland's going to win that game tomorrow night. It's in Cleveland, and that sets up a series between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox, which is going to be classic already because you have the Red Sox old manager going back, you know, and playing bringing his new team into the playoffs into Boston. So I think that series is going to be a classic. It's only five games, though. That's the worst you can say about that potential matchup is that it's five games instead of seven. But I think it's still going to be a great series. Cleveland, I want to give it to them, but I think that Boston is just going to, you know, have too much for them in that series. And I think Boston might win that series in about four games. As far as the Oakland-Detroit series, I think Oakland is going to beat Detroit. You know, I just think that the Detroit Tigers, you know, they the no-hitter on the last day of the season notwithstanding, I'm not even really concerned about that. Because, you know, nobody was really caring about that. Detroit had nothing to lose. Miami had nothing to play for. You know what I mean? It was an innocuous game at the end of the season. Miguel Cabrera wasn't going for Triple Crown. Nobody was going, you know, with no positioning involved. So, you know, the kids threw a no-hitter, no doubt, not taking no shine off of what he did. He did a beautiful accomplishment. But really, on an NFL Sunday, who's paying attention to that? Real talk. That's why, you know, somebody came at me and said, well, why did you put that in the morning report and after the review? I said, well, you just did. You know, I really didn't think that it was, you know, it was a no-hitter. You know, but same, really, it really didn't count for much. So it didn't really register on my radar. But anyway, the American League, Oakland and Boston in the American League Championship Series. It's going to be, that's the baseball used to, coast-to-coast baseball. That's going to be a tough series. It's going to be a long series. And I think at the end of the day, as much as I hate to say it, because I'm a Yankee fan all day, and I hate to see Boston do anything good, period, Boston might be open when it comes down to it. So I got my World Series tickets, the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. So I got that, and I think that the Cardinals will beat the Red Sox and get their revenge for when the Red Sox won the World Series. Again, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Just getting into a little baseball thing, man, that the postseason has started. The hunt for October, being that it is October 1st, 2013. We live and direct here after further review. 646-200-3838 is the math. Once again, shout out to my man Johan Powell for dropping the drop for me. I got a bunch of them coming, so stay tuned and keep the radio locked in and all that on after further review on GT Palace Radio. I think I hear a bell in my picture, and there it is. Shout out to the first caller of the evening. After further review, my man Ziggy's in the building. Ziggy, what's good, man? Let me set it off. Let me set it off for you. Congratulations and all that. Reggie Bush is in the house. What's good?
Hey, the hunt for October begins. Hey, I heard your predictions.
Yeah, man.
That's okay. That's all right. Hey, it's okay. Everybody got a horse in this race.
Huh?
I said that's quite all right. I like your prediction. Huh? That's quite all right.
Oh, about the World Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't think that Detroit is gonna. Oakland is gonna give it to them.
We're gonna take it.
Okay.
We gonna take it because I'm still not satisfied. We've been here and done that before.
You had them 2 games to none last year. You know,
okay.
And they came back and won the next two, and you won game five. But I think that Oakland's a year, you know, they're a year, you know, wiser. And I think that you know, they're gonna do what they gotta do, man, this year. And I think
I'm not worried about our pitching. I'm worried about our hit. We got the best starting rotation in the playoffs.
Well, and you got a pretty decent lineup too. So if you're worried about the hitting with the best starting rotation in baseball, and Justin Verlander seems like he's getting it back together.
He got it back together. He's getting it back together.
That makes it even more tougher. But you know what I'm gonna say, man. You already know what I'm gonna say, man. It's like, you know,
Shelby.
That's right. Get to the World Series and then we'll talk.
Yeah, I'm still not satisfied. Hey, it's all good. I feel like we've been down this road twice already. Mm-hmm. So,
you're not taking nothing away from the Tigers, man. They had a great year, man. They had a great year, no doubt. Respect to the Tigers. Scherzer won, 21 games?
21-3.
Okay, you were 21-3, and Miguel Cabrera won the back title, so. You know, and you get Johnny Peralta back. So, you know, you're golden right now.
Yeah,
you know,
we
still got to play till Friday.
We got a loaded lineup, but, hey, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. The bats go cold before.
Yeah. All right, so, switching gears a little bit for another subject for you now. What's up with your Lions, man? I know you're good.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I said, what's up with your Lions?
Oh, hey. Hey, we get there. The thing about that is, I like our defense. The only person I don't like on our defense is Slay. Because Cutler was ticking on him all night, ticking on him all game long. And if it wasn't for that pass rush, we'd have probably been in trouble because when he's out on the island by himself, he never turns his head. And if it wasn't, like I said, if it wasn't for that pass rush, especially that second touchdown,
right?
For Delmas, that second touchdown, Slade needs to be buying Delmas dinner.
Well, I mean, again, like you said, you watch it, more in depth than I do as far as minds are concerned. But I think that's a good thing that the pass rush is, trying to, make it easier in some way for the secondary, man, because that pass rush can get to the quarterback that much pass and throws off the timing. But yeah, the second, the first attack, his responsibility is to cover the receiver at least.
I was like, can you please turn your head? Can you please? Like the second touchdown, the one that Delmas got, he was waiting on.
Right.
I was like, Delmas didn't even supposed to have that interception. I'm kind of glad he was ranging like he did because that second interception that Delmas got,
right.
He was running a straight out fly pattern, and Slade never really turned his head until Delmas jumped in there.
Right.
I was like, wow, he's left out on the island, and it's almost like, I was like, thank you, Delmas.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you your opinion about the Green Bay game later, but, I mean, what do you feel really as, what do you see as the end result for your team? I know it's still early, but we're at the quarter pole.
I'm thinking we can actually go into Green Bay and beat them.
Okay.
We finally got a run of the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could actually go in. Can go into Green Bay and look him in the mouth and slap.
Okay. I mean, are you thinking division at this point? Because you say you want into Green Bay, and you win this game, you'll be two games up on Green Bay, and
we'll be two games up, really, because we didn't beat Chicago and Green Bay, so we got the tiebreaker right there.
Right.
If that happens.
At this point in the season, are you thinking that Thanksgiving game is
going to
mean something?
Nah, I'm trying to take this step by step because, I've seen this movie before.
Okay.
We were 5-0 in 2011, and I've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Okay.
You got a fighting chance. That's all I'm asking for.
Stay consistent, man. It's the thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I don't put no computers into a team that, is going to be 5-0 when there's like 15 more games to play. You know what I'm saying? So, 5-0 is 5-0. That's why I wasn't coming down on people about Peyton Manning. But come on, yo.
Yeah. I said, hey, you heard what I said. I was like, hey, do you remember the 98 Vikings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 98 Vikings, the 07 yep. Patriots, they be blowing through the leads and putting them numbers like they was playing basketball.
And they had to unpack them bags because Gary Anderson missed the field goal that they should have won, went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, that's his life, baby. I get me. You see Green Bay on Thanksgiving, man. I'm hoping that game means something. Man. That should be a good game. But yeah, again, like you said, I'm listening to you, and I feel you want to take one step at a time, approach, man. I said before the season started, man, I was like, no, Reggie Bush, man, is going to add another dimension to that lineup, man, and sort of open it up, and it definitely has. And then you got a defense. Your defense is no joke. So as they all, get that experience under their belt and play together and make it happen, Detroit's going to be live, man. I'm not even on front. Detroit is going to be that next thing in that division. Green Bay is coming back. Minnesota don't really know what they want to do. And Chicago's kind of like in the air, too, because Jay Cutler don't know what he want to do from one week to the next.
You finally got your wish. You finally got your wish, and I think y'all need to be careful what you wish for in Freeman. Because I think Freeman's still a good quarterback to me. To me, I still think he's a good quarterback, and he just needs a change of scenery.
I hate for him to go too, man. But I think that Josh, man, with this situation with the drug testing and the drug treatment, I'm the biggest Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. They come, man. I ain't had no clue about that, man. But to me, that's another thing.
You called it. It happened the next day.
Yeah, that's just another thing, man. That takes away from Josh, man, because we should be talking about how he is on the field, man. Because I said this, man. 2 or 3 years ago, Ziggy. I was like, nobody talks about Josh like they talk about, your Staffords, you know what I mean, your Roethlisbergers. Nobody talks about Josh Freeman. What is the matter with him? He has the talent, you know what I mean? He just don't put it together. But you know what? Now I'm going and doing some research in the situation. It's like he's taking treatment for ADHD. So he's dealing with some stuff. You know what I mean? And the older head talked to me, and he was like, well, maybe, you know, he doesn't have the, you know, maybe he doesn't have the heart for it, my dude.
Wow.
You know, and I had to look at it and look at it from what it is, my dude. He came into the league when nobody knew him from Kansas State, right? Let's just do the science right quick. He came into the league from Kansas State with a reputation of having a cannon for arm. He's 6'5", 240, bang. You know what I mean? He's got the tools and everything. Bill Snyder was supposed to coach him right at Kansas State, right?
Yep.
Comes into the league and just blows up, does his numbers. Bang, bang, bang. 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and no, I'm not looking at Google. Yeah, I just want to put that out there for the listeners. I see you too. 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, man. And then, you know, the debacle in San Francisco, we talked about that last week. And then from there, Johnson went in the toilet. And I'm going to say it because you was even telling me. You was like, yo, man, why are you giving it to your man like that? Because it's the truth. You know what I mean? And I think that Josh Freeman is a lot better than what he's played. And now maybe we're going to get down to the bottom of and the reason why he fell off. Because he fell off straight like that. There ain't no other way to put it. You know, all these other quarterbacks coming in the league and they passing right by Josh, yo. They passing by him. And I don't get that. And as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, I'm like, yo, what's going on? So if Mike Glennon is going to give us a chance to do something, then it can happen. And he threw a costly interception, too. So I had a Josh Freeman flashback. Look at this dude. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I hope we don't have to start all over at quarterback, but it's starting to look that way. It's starting to smell like a duel.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing that he got to start all over. I mean, he had some of the best. Yeah, some of the. Look at Rich Gannon. He was a misfit for years. Everybody was shipping him around. He could actually play until he got to the right system, and then there you go.
I got my only Super Bowl off of Rich Gannon, so I can't. I ain't mad at him. But again, like you said, I speak to your point with like Brad Johnson. You know what I mean? All we gotta do is get somebody that's gonna, you know, we talked about it. Manage the game. That's all I need you to do. My defense is on point. My offense is on point. Manage the game.
Most of us, you know what? And most people
Hold on, we got another caller. The bell is ringing. You know what it is. When that bell rings, we got another caller on the line. We got my man Shay in the building. Shay, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, fam.
What's up, man? What's up, Ziggy?
What's up, dog? Hey, Shay's in the building. Can we get some applause for my man? They can
welcome.
They can feel like
he's in the building.
Hey,
hey, hey.
In the building. That's what it is.
Is that you from old boy from Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
What's going on? What's going on, my dude? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. What about them Pats last night?
Right.
I mean,
hey, talk about them, man. That's your squad. Talk about them.
Hey, I'm telling boys, man. Boys gonna have to watch out, man.
Let me ask you this, Shay. Was it more the Patriots or the Falcons doing the same business that they always do at home in big games?
Man, I'm gonna say it was more the Patriots because we was underdogs to lose that game. Everybody counted us out that game.
Okay.
Brady Gray makes Tompkins a star like he do these other boys.
Yep, that's right. And speak to that. Do you think that, you know, kind of like being on the not below the radar, don't disrespect the Tom Brady, but it's a situation where he always has to kind of like find that diamond in the rough. He got to make a
right.
Slide of somebody that nobody never, you know, nobody really knows about, you know what I mean? And by the end
right.
of the season, they quick. So again, once, you know, if they get that together, then, you know, you might be saying something in New England, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, losing Big Vince is a big loss for us.
Yeah, man. So how are you gonna feel that? He's gone for the year, right?
Yeah, like it's torn Achilles.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. Shout out to Vince Wilfork, man. But yeah, I think the Patriots, man, they went into Atlanta, man, and it seems like Atlanta always shrivels up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? And they want Matt Ryan. It's the same thing on a different level with Josh. They want Matt Ryan so bad to be that dude. You know what I'm saying? And they win 13 games in the regular season, and they get home field advantage, and then, you know, boom, the lights go out. you know? Go ahead, Shay.
What are they missing, man? It seems like they got everything. What are they?
They miss the heart, my brother. They miss the heart, family.
Yeah.
They miss the heart, my dude. And I hate to say it, if you, I'm just gonna put something out there for a second. And if you feel me, cool. It's not as cool too. What if they had Michael Vick on their team with the squad that he got now?
Would Atlanta be worried about anything?
Matt Ryan is not no bum, though.
But what is he going to prove it, though? He's had all the situations that a quarterback has. He's got playoff games at home, he lost. Playoff game at home, he lost. Big time game, he loses. So you're putting the cart before the horse with Matt Ryan. When you win a game first. Win a big game. Win a Super Bowl like you're supposed to the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that game Sunday night, with their chance to kind of like, yo, you know what? We here in the building. The Patriots coming down here, a tough AFC team. This is our chance to show and prove. What do you do? What he usually do. That's all. And Matt Ryan's not a bum. You're right, Ziggy. Matt Ryan's not a bum, but he's playing with bum tendencies. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to him, because Atlanta should be quite. Look at Atlanta on paper, Ziggy. You know what I'm saying? Look at them. They're not even supposed to be. Go ahead.
They still not hitting on all cylinders. They still ain't having a running game.
But Ziggy, you can't say that about Atlanta. Man. You can't say, well, it's early. We went through that last year with them.
But let me tell you something. I'm not using that as an excuse. I really don't like your coach said, it's 80%. 80% don't care about your business. 90% don't care about your business, and the other 10 don't really care.
Mm.
So, all it, with the injuries, hey, it don't matter. Hey, from the organization I'm from, I've been down for so long. It don't matter no more. I don't care what kind of injuries you got.
Exactly. Next, you got it. That's what I told my buddy the other day, man. He called me talking about, man, y'all going to be sad without Vince. I was like, man, it's the next man up, man.
Yep. That's right.
The next man up. That's why the 53 boys on the roster.
You don't say that about the Patriots. They always got the next dude that's ready to slide on in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We got a double dip calls. So we should ring the bell two times for that. Ring the bell twice. There you go. I like that when the plan comes together. We got Kia in the building. What's up, Kia? Welcome to the bigger show. And I think
hey,
I got my man. My man Disco Dave is in the building. What's up, my dude? How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. How's it going, SPG?
Yes, sir. Everything's everything, man. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm 0-4 and I'm not in a good mood.
Well, I mean, it's the life of a Steelers fan. You know what I mean? We're here for you at 8:00 on Tuesday night. You know, as Kia can well attest to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
since y'all called in at the same time, you got the double bell after the review of GP Solid Show. We got the double bell. We're gonna let the Steelers fan, you know, speak to y'all situation for a couple minutes. Kia, you get the floor first. Speak your mind. You know,
I don't even know our situation. That's how pissed I am. I can't even put our situation as a face value right now. I'm sitting here looking at our face value in the red zone, about to can score this tie up, and all of a sudden I fumble. I'm like, what the hell? Is that a fumble? Face value. I can't even absorb what the hell. I can't even absorb what's going on. I don't even know what's going on. I'm thinking, you know, okay, we got his rhythm. Okay, all right. Let's tie this halfway up. Hurry, you know. And the Vikings is coming right back. Bang, bang, bang. Babe Castle looked like Tom Brady or somebody.
Dave, I know you got a few minutes, my dude. What's your opinion on your series, your beloved series, man?
Well, obviously, Haley, to me, he's not clicking with Ben. Ben's trying to do too much. Ben is messing up big time, though, with the fumbles and getting sacked, letting the ball go. You know, we don't have any stars. We don't have, you know, we should have kept Wallace. He wanted too much money, but, you know, that wasn't realistic. But if we would have kept him, we would have had more weapons. The running game
weapons,
is shot.
Weapons, kept him. Weapons, kept him. He didn't do nothing last year. What did he do last year?
He spent
He had no training camp because he held out. His timing was off with Ben. I mean, I don't really blame him for last year. Plus, they had a new offensive coordinator last year that just threw a wrench into the offense like right away.
If you see some of them games, you saw some of them balls, wide open balls, wide cut, and he dropped.
No, that's true. He did have the drops. But Ben is a quarterback that likes to improvise, and Wallace was perfect for that kind of system because he is fast as anything. He can just run wild out there, and that's how they connected the year before that. That's how he played so well.
The year before, but we're talking about last year when he was wide open, playing games, we could have won.
Y'all blaming
this on Ben. What about y'all defense, though?
Yeah.
Defense is not forcing any turnovers. They are rushing the quarterback a lot better this year, but not getting any turnovers is hurt. You know, I mean, I don't think they've gotten any turnovers yet this season so far. They might be the only team who hasn't. So it's a bunch of things. The Steelers got a lot of problems right now, but I'll still stick with them. I've been with them for like 35, 40 years.
Career
I've ever seen in my life, and for the Yankees, that's, you know, it's always dramatic whenever someone ends their career with the Yankees, but that was something else. Paul O'Neill's was great, but that was beautiful, man. And you know, Mo was Mo, the greatest closer ever, and he'll be first ballot, probably the greatest Yankee in my lifetime, definitely the greatest Yankee in my lifetime. Better than Reggie Jackson, better than them all. This guy was the most impactful Yankee.
Yeah.
He's automatic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and as Yankee fans, and as, like, they like to say old school, I like to say true school Yankee fans, man, he did it the right way. He was like, you know what, this is my last game. When I walk off the mound of Yankee Stadium, that's it. He was like, yo, we're going to play in Houston. No, I'm not playing in Houston. I'm not,
right.
You know, kind of like, you know, kicking dirt on it. I went out, you know what I mean, in a grandiose style that I deserved, and it was well, you know, represented, and it was very, very, you know, emotional. Why sell me it by going back in the game and using it?
That was definitely a no-brainer. They weren't going to do that. I think they were going to put him in the outfield as a joke because he liked to shag fly balls.
Did he learn his lesson in Kansas City about shagging fly balls? You know what I'm saying? But, man, at the end of the day, man, it's never going to be another one like him, man. They try to shove Lee Smith and Bruce Sutter, and you know what I mean? But Mariano Rivera is that dude, man. They used to say that Dennis Eckersley was the be all the end all. You know what I mean?
Right. There's no one going to duplicate that cutter.
Right. Right. One pitch,
that was Dave. That was Dave that said that. All that Dave. That was you.
I'm sorry.
That was Dave that just spoke.
No. This is me now.
Oh, no, no. Well said. No, everything you were saying, I was agreeing. I was like, well, yes, awesome.
Yeah.
Just remembering all his stuff. Yeah, Mariano.
So, we're going to talk a little, since you got the baseball hunt for October's popping off right now. But I made my World Series prediction. I said it was going to be the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals.
That or Detroit will probably be the best for the Ravens, but for me personally, I could care less at this point. Once my Yankees are out, I don't even want to know about I'm thinking Cardinals, Red Sox, Cardinals, Tigers.
Okay, all right. Kia, what's it look like to you as far as the World Series? Or are you looking that far ahead yet?
I'm not looking far ahead, but of course, I'm a little opposite. Dave, I can see the Cardinals, but there's no way I would rather see the Tigers patch right on their face before they go anywhere.
Detroit versus everybody, I love it.
And so let's go to New York media so we can eat that up again next year again.
No doubt about
right
it.
On their face.
I told you, I said when I first came on tonight, I was like, I think the Oakland A's are going to give it to Detroit. I think they're going to beat Detroit. And Jiggy's laughing.
They're going to beat Detroit. Thanks.
Detroit's all good.
Hey, y'all doing the talking.
Yeah,
I'm not talking. It's not, I'm not talking. I'm just waiting to Friday.
You're doing the hoping. That's all you're doing. You ain't got to say nothing. You've been to this song and dance. You're just hoping you get past Oakland. Because you know if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And you do.
Ain't nobody scared of Oakland.
Oh, you ain't got to be scared of Oakland. Oakland ain't scared of you.
We ain't scared of Oakland either.
If they don't win, you know what they're going to do. Stay in New York like they said last year.
I don't blame that on New York. I'm not going to. And we don't win, I'm going to eat crow like a real fan's supposed to.
Oakland got Detroit in the first series?
Huh?
Yeah, Oakland got Detroit Friday night.
Really? Yeah. Really? That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I think that the Oakland A's are going to, they're real strong up from last year. They were down 2-0 last year.
And
then they came back and they forced the game five. Detroit, did the experience thing. But this year, I think that Oakland, is ready, set for this. And they're gonna do some things, man. But Oakland's pitching, I think Oakland is gonna have to match Detroit as far as pitching is concerned. Oakland's gonna have to match Detroit. And like Ziggy said earlier, he's not worried about his rotation. He's worried about his lineup.
Yeah.
And again, that pitching that Oakland's got, they're bringing starters every night in that series, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mr. P.T. Van Substance is going to pitch game one against Scherzer. You know what I mean? That's going to be a nice tight game.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he ain't got Sanchez until game four. He's supposed to have been ahead of Verlander, so you know what Leland's thinking about. He's thinking about just closing it out when it gets down to game four. He ain't got to come back with Verlander or Scherzer.
Until they get back home. You got Sanchez pitching game three, right?
Four. He going four.
It says Scherzer, Verlander, Anibal Sanchez, and Straley. I mean, Pfister's going to pitch game four.
Pfister going game three.
Okay, so it's Pfister game three, Sanchez game four.
Sanchez going game four.
Okay.
And he got 15 wins?
Who, Sanchez?
Right.
Sanchez got 14 wins.
14. 14
and
8. What is Scherzer end up with? Second lowest ERA in the AL?
Mm-hmm.
What did Scherzer end up with his season record? 21-3.
Wow.
21-3.
He like that little off the tongue. 21-3. You like that? But you can't mess with the 25-3, right, Dave?
What did you say?
1.49 ERA, and no, I'm not on Google. I'm a direct man. Half the first reviews in the building. Hey, you got the mayor in the house, man. We got this in the building. My man Chase in the house. My man Disco Dave is in the building with Kia, of course, wilding out. But I got Ziggy's pick. I got, we already know what Kia is looking at, and Dave and Ziggy and all that, man. But Shay, man, who you like in the Detroit Tigers and Oakland A's series?
I like Detroit in that series.
Okay. All right. You think that Dak's going to wake up, man? After that, after they got the shock of that no-hitter that nobody paid attention to? Yeah, yo.
Who you talking to?
I'm talking to Shay.
Okay.
What did you say?
Oh, no, I said you think that the Tigers are going to bounce back from the shock of that no-hitter.
Yeah, I like Detroit with it. I just think they're going to get the A's.
Okay, no doubt. That's what it is. So, we got the other series is to be determined. You got to wait for tomorrow night. Jumping over to the National League, what about that Dodgers and Braves series? What do you think about that series?
The Braves got who?
The Braves got the Dodgers.
The Braves got the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Wow. The Dodgers were hot for a while there, man. I haven't been keeping up with them near the end of the season, but there was a point they were, like, rocking. That's a good question.
I'm
going to go with
Atlanta in that series?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Atlanta. My heart's with Natalie, man, but I think Atlanta's too tough.
Okay. All right. Ziggy, what you think about that series, man?
I'm going with the Dodgers. I'm going with the cat that's standing behind the bag and holding the gun.
The hat in.
With the old white hat on.
I said earlier, Dave and Ziggy and Shay and Tia, I said that that Atlanta Braves Dodgers series, man, it might turn on a defensive error or a bad base running play. By Yasiel Puig, I hate to say it. You know what I mean? Because this is
gonna be is Kemp playing?
Kemp is out. He's out for the playoffs.
He's out for the playoffs, right?
He's out.
Yep.
That Kemp is out.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. And Andre Ethier is I'm gonna use one of Kia's favorite words. Andre Ethier is suspect. So I don't know about that series.
Yeah,
I got the Braves. I'm gonna take the Dodgers in four. Simply because I think that Kershaw is gonna win the first game down in Atlanta, and I think that's gonna be the crucial part. Kershaw is gonna pitch a good game down in Atlanta. I think they're gonna come back to LA possibly up 2-0.
Wow.
Possibly up 2-0. I think that Greinke going to game two, the Kershaw behind Kershaw in game one. There's two great pitching matchups. You know, but I think that the Dodgers system is gonna be a little bit better than the Braves.
So yeah.
I'm gonna pick the Dodgers. I wanted to talk about something right quick that I brought up earlier. Back to the NFL, switching gears, getting back to the NFL, man. I'm in favor of an 18-game season all of a sudden. I changed my mind. I'm in favor of it. And I'm gonna tell you why. The reason why I'm in favor of 18 games, because if it was up to me, I would do it like this. You play 18 games, but you're, as a player, you can only play in 16 games. And what I mean by that is you play 16 games in the 18-game season. Of course, you're going to expand the rosters, right? You're going to expand the rosters to, let's say, 70. Okay?
Now, that's 17 more. Okay.
Huh?
No, I was just counting. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 17 more. You're right, Ziggy. So basically what that means, Ziggy, and how I was trying to explain it, is that basically you pick and choose. You do it like a fantasy type deal. If you know that you got Jacksonville in week four and your backup quarterback is strong, you know what I'm saying? Let him get some burn.
Yeah. I don't know how well it will work, though. I mean, because you start talking about statistics, you know, and also, is that going to be mandatory that players only play 16 games max?
I think it's going to have to be some give and take, because what they were discussing in the players' association, they were like, they're not going to play more than 16 games.
They got to figure out
a way that they can incorporate 18 games, this is 18 game season, playing 16 games. And so basically what they do now is, don't they play 16 games in 17 weeks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So basically how we was coming, we were just bugging out, Dave. You know what I mean? Trying to come up with an idea. And so, like, mm-hmm. they would break the season into 2 9-week sections. So, yeah, the first 9 weeks, okay, you got to miss one game out of those first 9 weeks. Then, or you can miss 2 games in the first 9 weeks and play the rest of the season. It's up to however
right.
your team is built. You know what I mean?
Right. So, that might put people in a quandary, because what if you we all know the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're horrible,
right?
But let's say they start the 18 game season next year. So you say, you know what, I'm gonna sit my QB when we play Jacksonville, but Jacksonville, by the time you catch them, they're 9-0. Now you're gonna play them with a sub quarterback. You know what I'm saying? If you're making it mandatory, like if you're saying that this quarterback is not playing on that day,
right.
Then the other team could scout against your substitute quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Is it going to be a thing where it's mandatory and then everybody knows who's going to be out?
I think that would have to be one of the provisions that you would know who's going to be on that roster. A particular maybe Friday by 4 o'clock or something like that. You submit the final roster because you got 70 players, right? We just hypothetically made it 70. You know what I mean? So you could say, well, this team that we're playing, their quarterback is so we gotta have enough players in the secondary, or we wanna have more linebackers with speed. You know what I mean? Or we wanna have a running back that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, it's just certain things.
Yeah.
And then you know already they gotta get rid of 2 weeks of the exhibition season. It's only gonna be 2 games.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have to do that anyway.
Yeah, the preseason will be 2 games.
They got to do that anyway.
You don't want to stretch it out where the season's really, you know how the seasons are overlapping already, man. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think the most important thing, though, when you're talking about doing something like that is your offensive line and your quarterback. If you have games where you're going to be sitting people for 2 games, your offensive line that's going to be coming in has to be clicking. They have to click. And how are they going to do that not getting the reps? You know, that's a tight one, man.
Yeah, they have to figure it out. Yeah, I mean, as far as the little details and the minute stuff, they'll probably have to work
out. Because you might see 10 penalties on the offensive line alone. Full start.
You better have like a 4-game lead in the division where you ain't got to win on me. Well, we could be good with this one. But it was just an idea, man. This is spark some conversation to see what people.
Oh no, I love the convo, but there's definitely ins and outs. But also too with records, you know, like with the rushing titles and everything. I mean, how does that affect? You know, Jim Brown did it in 12 games. OJ did it in 14 games. Now AP is doing it in 16. What's going to happen in 18? You know, do we diminish those type of records now because the season's longer? You know, so
it's gonna all that's got to come into consideration, and I think that people have their own personal feelings about it because other than those back in the days when people were beefing because when the schedule was 12. I remember when the schedule was 12 games. I remember the schedule was 14 games. Then it was like 16, and people was going crazy. Like 16 games? What are you kidding?
I didn't like it when it went to 16.
I didn't like it
either.
I ain't going for it. I was like, what is this? I had the same feeling about 16 games that I got about 18 games.
And I didn't
like
the expansion either.
Watching out, I came in 76 with my Buccaneers. So I love it.
I'm talking about Jacksonville and Carolina and all that.
Yes.
As we were talking, I was just reminding now about the season's overlapping days. Remember when the season never used to overlap? You remember that, Ziggy? You knew what football season was? You knew what basketball season was? And you knew what football season was? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because right now, hockey about to start up. You about to have three. overlapping each other.
Yeah, hockey starts tonight. You got the baseball playoffs. You got the NFL. And then the NBA is popping off at the end of the month.
Yeah,
they started camp. They started camp today, I think. Yeah.
The World Series still might be going on.
Yeah, it's
crazy, man. And I mean, as a man of a certain age, I like to, you know, be able to have my seasons where they don't overlap with each other. I can say, okay, basketball season's over. Now we go over here and get into football season. Football season
right.
Over now, spring training. You know what I mean? We're just back
right.
to schedule, Dave.
Yeah. But if they go to 18, they'll be playing football into March.
I remember basketball season right around Memorial Day. They used to always have the conference finals, and they used to always play that Sunday and Monday.
Yep.
Game 4
yep.
would be Sunday.
That's right.
Game 5 would be Monday.
That's
back
right.
to back. And
they stretched it out. Man.
They stretched it out now. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, like
right.
You got now to the point where it takes a week to play round one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, I was seeing something about how they're going back to the 2-2-1-1-1 format for the finals. I think it's a good thing. They should have never went to the 2-2-3 garbage.
They did that for a reason. They did that for travel reasons.
Yeah.
But I mean, how much different would the travel be with the 2-2-1-1-1? Because I remember when it was 2-2-1-1-1.
Right, because
we remember that.
I think the reason why they did 2-3-2 because it was always L.A. and Boston. They only two different coasts, and they wanted to cut the travel down a little bit.
Yeah, 2-3-2 is horrible.
They got to worry about them no more. They brought that to 2-2-1-1-1.
You're right.
Yeah,
David Stern is crazy, yo.
Yeah, that's 2-3-2.
Right. It makes sense. Huh?
No, I never liked the 2-3-2. I think that's it takes the drama out of the series, man. It should be 2-2 and 1-1-1. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you go back and forth, you know. But I guess they want to take Jeff Fuel.
They just opened my eyes or something, man. Like, yo, word is born when LA and Boston was good, yeah. But the 2-3-2 now that LA and Boston ain't good no more. You know what I'm saying? He done got that off the table, and he's getting out of Dodge in February. So he's like,
I don't think it's him that's making the decisions, though. I really don't think it's him that's making the decisions, though, because he knows he's leaving. He don't have to.
I think he might have a say in it, but I don't think Adam Silver's his word is not going to stretch until February 15th. I don't think his word is going to be gone until February 15th. So I think David Stern, he may, like you say, he may not have as much say so in the. In the bottom line, how everything comes out, so he does have an opinion about it. I think that his opinion is respected, and they can't wait for him to get out of there on February 14th.
Yeah,
you know,
I think he did a lot for the league though, because when he first came in, it was tape delay. We couldn't here on the East Coast. We couldn't East Coast time. We used to have to wait till the next day to find out the results from Showtime.
Yeah, the NBA was gonna fold.
he did a whole good thing with the now with the rule changes and all that. That's a whole nother story. But as far as what he did with TV and the networks,
the marketing, he did very well. Yes, he did.
I'm waiting for somebody to say that they saw that game where Magic had 42 points in that finals against the Sixers on TV and live. I'm gonna tell them they're lying. That game was
right.
That game was
which one? You talking about the 88? 89?
No. Dave, you talk to this man? Magic Johnson was a rookie, and they played in the finals.
Okay.
That was his very first.
That was 81. Exactly.
We might have to
give
you the
bump of lightning. I didn't hear you. I can't hear you
because
the phone keeps going in and out.
Yeah, we here, man. You know the math, man. I hope we bugging out, man. 646-200-3838, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Man,
we're gonna
slide off into some college football right now, man.
I gotta cut you off. I gotta slide off too because this kid is driving me nuts. I'm gonna hit you up definitely next week.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling, my G.
Hey, man, it's always good talking to y'all, man. I love the sports talk.
No doubt.
I'm gonna catch y'all later.
You know what it is. Peace, man. Take care.
All right, chill.
Yeah, so Ziggy, man. So what's up with your Michigan Wolverines, man?
We're going to enter the Big Ten season. We just trying to stay our heads above water. Hey, we at, what, number 19? That's where we supposed to be at. So I'm not mad at it. I think we need, hey, we still undefeated. We just got out. And the killer thing about it is, what I didn't understand, is we goes into UConn, we barely get out of there with our lives, and then the next week UConn look like crap to Buffalo. They get blew out the water and Pastor Gallini gets fired.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, so Shay, good
day. Yeah.
So what's the college team again?
I brought with Florida State.
Oh yeah, okay. All right, Florida State. Y'all got Maryland this weekend. That's one of the games that we picked in, my dude. You my man in the whole nine, and you lucky that I don't think you run into my Hurricanes this season, man. Let me look at the schedule right quick, man. And see, we gonna give y'all four or five. You're not
Florida State and Miami both coming back though.
Dude, that's my. Oh yeah, November 2nd, we got you, baby. So, we're going to have a little problem, man, in a few weeks, man. Me and you, man. I'm just letting you know that beforehand. We're going to have, me and Shay are going to have a little problem, man. It's Miami at Florida State. We got to go down to Tallahassee and make some things happen.
what you think about Florida State's quarterback?
I think Winston is the truth, man.
Winston, yeah, I like Winston.
I think Winston is the truth.
Nice,
and Miami defense going to find out.
When is that game?
November 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, and it's for Florida State. So I think that give James Winston enough respect, man. Enough respect. He's doing. You can't take nothing away from him, man. You know what I mean? But November 2nd, it's gonna be a whole different scenario, man. I hate to tell you, so you're my man in the whole nine, but we gotta do it, man. My Hurricane's gonna be a top 10 team by then, man.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we will see. I'm not worried about the. We're like 15th right now, you know what I mean? So I'm not really popping too much junk. We just going through our schedule, man. I like how my quarterback is looking. We got shaking up in the game in South Florida. My man, Duke for the Heisman, baby.
Let me ask you a question. Is Mettenberger, the quarterback from LSU, what class is he? Is he a junior or senior?
I think he's a senior. Wasn't he at Georgia?
He was at Georgia.
Was he at Georgia for 2 years or one?
I thought he was there for one.
I saw his story. Did he play for Georgia before? Yeah, and I saw the situation. I'm like, yeah, I mean, but it is what it is with them cats. I really still not feeling LSU, man. I'm not really feeling LSU like I feel in prior years, man. Something about LSU is missing to me. You know what I mean?
That's because I'm surprised ain't nobody, because I keep hearing talking about the number coming out as number one, and I'm so, why is nobody not talking about Murray and Mettenberger though? Because they prime time.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Shout out to everybody who picked Georgia. You know what I mean? We know who you are, so it's damn fun. I think, that kid from LSU and Aaron Murray, I think Aaron Murray is kind of like on the peripheral because, we got five boys to worry about. You know what I mean? And a bunch of other quarterbacks is just doing what they got to do. You know what I mean? So as long as Aaron Murray keeps winning and keeps Georgia in the conversation, and when it gets back to the SEC title game against Alabama, that's going to tell it. So, again, when LSU gets talked about in the mix, is anybody talking about LSU in the SEC championship game? I hear talking about LSU, but I hear Alabama and Georgia. That's what I hear. I don't know about anybody else.
Repeat.
I don't know about that one either, man. But you got the Ohio State Buckeyes to worry about. I think they're gonna make it happen, man.
Northwest, they got a upset alert this week.
And speaking of, that's a nice segue, man. We're gonna go right into our picks for the week, man. Our NCAA picks. You know how we do it, man. We got three games, man. We pick this week, man. We got we're gonna start it off with the college game. We got Ohio State at Northwestern. So Ziggy, who you like?
I'm going with Northwestern.
Ziggy says he likes Northwestern. Kia, who you say you like?
Say again?
Ohio State, Northwestern. Who you got?
Well, I'm going Buckeyes. Come on.
Chip Shea, who you got?
Ohio State, I'm smash Northwestern.
Ohio State, up smash Northwestern. Okay, I'm a big fan. I'm rocking with Ohio State. I'm rocking with Ohio State, but like I said, they got to have their antennas up, man, and be ready to play. Northwestern is kind of like in the cut right now, man. This is their chance to upset the apple cart. But I think the Ohio State's going to go in there and do their numbers. The second game that we're going to do is Georgia Tech is going to play against my Miami Hurricanes. Say, who you got, Georgia Tech or Miami?
I hate to say it, but I'm going to go with the Hurricane.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I'm gonna have to say the same thing, and I definitely want to say that their name, but I'm gonna have to go with. I'm not going with Georgia Tech. I gotta go with the other team.
We appreciate them. Thank you. Who you got, man?
To you.
That's what it is. It's a clean sweep, man. You know, I rock with my team, hard body karate. And the third game that we're gonna cover this week, man. Is I know Shay gonna like this one. We got Maryland against Florida State. So Shay, I'm gonna let you set it off, man. Like it's really a mystery. Who you got in that game, man?
Winston show, baby.
That's what it is. That's it. Ziggy, who you got?
Tomahawk Chuck.
So gotcha. Kia, who you got? All right, she's still on the floor laughing at the joke she made. It's all good. I got Florida State, man. I got Florida State, so I think that kid Winston is the truth. He might have, and I'm going to say it right now, he's going to have 350, four touchdowns. I'm putting that in the air right now. 350 and four touchdowns. Now, I don't know how many passes he's going to throw and how many completions he's going to have.
Hey, Shay, you know what I like about y'all watching y'all games?
What's that?
Y'all fight, y'all tomahawk chalk, y'all. When the whole stadium just go berserk and just do that tomahawk chalk.
Yeah. That's what it is. I missed them days when Florida State and Miami used to be in the top five and top ten all season long.
And that's the game that you would look forward to, right? The Miami and Florida State game. You know,
and Bobby Bowden sitting over there with no head. And Bobby Bowden sitting over there with no headsets on, just sitting there chilling like he's walking in the park.
Everything shut down. Miami and Florida State was wide right.
About 15 minutes now. I kept dropping. But it's my phone. You know how to.
Yeah,
I can't call it, man.
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I was listening to the show last week.
Right.
And I just want to say shout out to them, the people that picked Georgia to win that game. You know, I kind of picked Georgia, but I ain't get on the show. You know, I was just listening, you know, through the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And, Georgia showed up and did their thing. You know what I'm saying? They represented the SEC.
Definitely.
Shout out to my boy Matt Stafford. You know, he did throw over 3,500 yards his junior year there. So you know, I kind of got a little soft spot for the Bulldogs.
Okay, no doubt. Todd Gurley as advertised, right? I mean, he got hurt, but is he all right?
Well, what's that? I'm sorry.
The running back for Georgia, Gurley.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. He's kind of shifty. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, he's a real good piece. You know what I'm saying? You're going to turn some heads. I think Georgia's going to shock some people, though.
Okay.
Especially when they play at home.
Do you think they can make it to the SEC title game?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be hard, though. Bama holding it down. But,
yeah,
you know, I think
Bama's going to probably be the other team on the other sideline. It's up to your LSUs and all of them guys. Your Georgias and your Texas A&Ms and all that to see who's going to be on the other side. That's like everybody trying to get that lottery ticket to get at Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know what I mean? Alabama's going to be there, but who are they going to play?
I don't know. It's like they're playing to lose. It's like pick your poison. It's like you really want to go there and get smashed by Alabama, you know? But I think Georgia or even LSU can contend for the SEC.
Okay. All right. Respect. No doubt. We was asking, I don't know if you were listening, but we were asking about three college games, because you do that every week, you pick three games. I'm going to get your opinion. Ohio State and Northwestern, who do you like?
Man, as much as this hate, man, as much as I hate to say this, you know, I ain't going to speak with my heart. I'm going to go with my head, man. I like Ohio State in that game.
Okay.
Braxton Miller, he's showing out.
Yeah, that's what and they don't lose much when you put Teddy Guyton in the game.
Yeah,
you know
all
what
day.
They don't lose much.
Evanston, Saturday night upset alert. That's all
gonna,
in the pot.
Be partying. Mike Wilbon gonna be talking junk on Monday.
Greenberg, official captain.
Rob, Georgia Tech and Miami. Who do you like?
Georgia Tech and Miami. I'm gonna go. My boy Al Pernier, he might be chuckling when he hear me say this, but I'm gonna go with the Hurricanes though.
That's what it is. Everybody goes with the Hurricanes, baby. That's
no, they don't. We just going for Hurricanes in this game.
Some of us are scared to say the name.
Shout out to Warren Sapp.
Don't ever mention his name. Don't mention his name on this show. I cannot
shout
say
out,
him.
Shout out to Ed Reed.
Shout out to the playmaker.
Shout out to Gino Toretto.
Shout out to Irvin. Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Bernie.
Shout out to Ray Lewis.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Shout out to Ray Lewis. Shout out to Frank Gore. That's right. Shout out to Gino
Toretto. I don't care about those guys, but don't ever say Warren Sapp's name on this show.
Rob, we got one more game.
We got Maryland and Florida State. Who you like?
Oh, I'm going to just go on and say shout out to Prime Time. I'm going to go with the Seminoles.
That's what it is. Winston's having a crazy year, man. You can't take nothing away from him. Can't take nothing away from James Winston, man. And again, I want to talk to Kia for 1 second about Teddy Bridgewater. Is he having a season that you thought he was going to have, or is he better, or is he just like where you thought he would be right now?
You're talking Kia, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's at where he's at to be at now. I don't think so. I think he still has some things to do.
Uh-huh.
Because that was a tough game the other day.
Right.
Even though it was a great game, but
mm-hmm.
I think he's still. Do you think he still should be considered in the Heisman candidate?
14 touchdowns. I think that's
Mariota.
As your Winston, as your Todd's boy, you know what I mean?
So he should be still considered. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think he's doing what he needs to do to stay in the discussion.
I don't think he's just floating
above the water. You know, he ain't really doing no backstroke.
He's floating big time. I don't think he'll be down to consider. No.
Nobody's really
separating
themselves
in
the top right
there,
right?
Not yet.
Man, I gotta say, I was watching Texas A&M the other night.
Right.
And I forgot who they was playing. I think they were playing Arkansas, I think.
Yeah.
And that boy Manziel, man, Johnny Football, man, it's something about him. You know, I mean, you know, despite all the off the field things, the antics and everything, man, it's something about him, man. He got that it factor. You know, he might not be that great in size, you know, he might not be the fastest or have the biggest arm, man, but he just it's like you love to play for him. You know what I'm saying?
Doug Flutie 2.
Doug Flutie esque. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm telling you, man, exactly. I was just sitting there, man, and it was a replay and came on around about 2, 3 in the morning. And I'm just sitting there, like, and it was like the first game I really sat down and watched, man. They always see highlights and clips, you know, and I just sat back and just watched how they play for him. You know what I'm saying? His teammates, man. And it's like they never came out and said, you know, Manziel, you know, we taking up on him. But in that locker room, man, they back that kid, man. He's going to be all right.
So he probably will.
I don't think he's gonna be the first quarterback off the board though.
No, never.
He probably not. He definitely won't be the first quarterback off the board. But
no, cause he ain't gonna have
him.
I can name about 5 or 6 that's gonna be in front of.
You said six?
Name
5 or 6.
I can name at least 5 that's going to be in front of him. If Murray coming out, you know, Murray, like you said, you got to get your boy Prince Murray. He's been putting in work.
Yeah. But there's six quarterbacks better than him?
I didn't say they were better than him. I said they can come off the – I don't see them. I can see 5 quarterbacks coming off the board before him because everybody's going to talk about his height at the end of the day.
They're going to
talk about his height. When you got somebody 6'3", 6'4", standing there at 220, then you got him. You got GM's going to be like, whoa, hold on now.
Right, because
yeah,
he don't fit the measurables.
That's the bell, Ziggy. We gotta call on the line. Yeah. You know, it's time for a time check. So if we do the time check, you know who's on the line, right?
Oh, my God. What's good, man?
What's
that,
man? You got your own introduction now. That's what it is.
I know. That's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm laughing. But I have a cold, too, so I'm a little funny style right now.
See, Ziggy, remember what I told you, Kia, you know from last year, right? Whenever somebody's team gets beat, they always come up with a cold. But you know what it is?
I am mad because everybody's team lost. Nobody won on here. You understand?
Nah, we won. Me and Robin won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I won. Okay.
Yeah.
But for the most
part, it's some people in that 0-4.
I know. I understand that.
And then, some people hit 0-4 like a bug.
Yeah, they're hard 0-4 because
yes.
The Giants. I'm gonna start with the Giants because they not only been losing. The closest game they had was against Dallas. Was against us, but they've been getting their asses whooped. And that for them, y'all go when y'all talk about rings and all that, them rings, y'all done wiped them rings out with all y'all losing right now.
But, I mean, in the Giants' defense, so this is part of the course for them, man. I don't see them winning 12 games in a row, but, you know, they always start off slow. But again, like you said.
No, they always start off fast.
Yeah. No, the Giants don't start off fast. They lost last year, too.
But I'm saying
the Giants are always playing catch up. They want to fire Tom Coughlin every November.
Every time they're talking about giving him the Walker papers to Tom Coughlin, then that's when they want to step up and fight.
That's the bell, man. We got another call on the line. Malcolm, what's good, man? What's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, fam. What's happening?
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Malcolm.
Better than the Cowboys. What's going on,
dude? Not much.
Listen, I gotta spread the love equally.
I gave it out to the Steelers earlier. Kia, you know, and Dave, my man Dave, they took it like champs. You know what I mean? Kids in the building, 0-4. I'm right there, 0-4 with you, Kia, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, I'm getting hammered.
That was a hard one to swallow, man.
It's hard to come back from 0-4 like that, you know what I'm saying? Eli, y'all have to back enough.
Yeah, so Malcolm, what's your opinion about that 30-21
L, y'all, to San Diego, man? Man, first of all, the defense couldn't get them off, man. For some reason, they couldn't get the boys out. They was digging and dunking us all day, you know, throwing little bunny passes, and they got to come out of that cover, too. That's why I don't like that old coach, man, Monty Kiffin, man. He's too stubborn. You got to change up. It's called an adjustment, man. He don't adjust to the game. He don't. Sometimes you got to go man-to-man. Sometimes you got to blitz. When he blitzed, homeboy threw it away. But when he sat back and let homeboy pick him away, he picked him away. He did what he had to do.
They make Philip Rivers look good because I mean, he was saying Phillip Rivers is doing his thing, and I'm like, Phillip Rivers is my man, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing.
I believe him when I see it. Yeah, Phillip Rivers can leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, he can, no doubt.
But I just want to give a shout out to Drew Brees yesterday because he was launching that ball yesterday.
Brees is awesome.
Yeah, he played an awesome game yesterday.
I don't know.
I'm a Cowboy fan. You don't understand what I'm saying, but you got to give credit where credit is due. That dude plays his ass off yesterday.
I don't even see how he's over his offensive line.
I'm a Cowboy fan, and Drew Brees is my favorite player in the NFL, so, period.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I love Drew Brees.
He's my number one quarterback.
Okay.
And I'm a diehard Steelers. Everything about the Steelers, but I think Drew Brees is everything.
Yeah, I remember what Drew Brees used to do with us in Purdue.
And when he messed up his shoulder last game, he used to give us some business. He broke his shoulder. Hey Malcolm, let me ask you a question. We were talking earlier about this, we just came up with a hypothetical about stretching the season out to 18 games. So we came up with a little idea. Okay, you could stretch the season out to 18 games. Everybody only plays 16 games.
Yeah, no 18. We're in the NFL trying to recoup some money. So they're trying to add a playoff team, you know, an extra wild card team, so they can cancel one of the preseason games. So everybody becomes big complaining about the preseason games that people paying the ticket prices. And the only person that's getting paid is the owners. Because the players don't get paid to a game check. That's all that money going to the owners.
That's
crazy. They should be charging for tickets. They should be getting those tickets for free.
But again, like you said, how would you try to work that, you know, 16 games in 18 weeks?
They got to do it that way. 16 games in 18 weeks, they got to do it.
But it's like the idea is like, okay, first of all, you got to expand the rosters, first of all.
Yeah, I agree. Add three more players.
You expand the roster, and then the main concern people were talking about was the injury report. When would the injury report be out? Because you have to have your roster set. So I guess, what are you going to draft 53 or you going to draft 70 now? Because you got to have extra roster spots. So I agree. So you got to let the other team know who's active. So basically, you can kind of like do the fantasy thing. You can have, if Tony Romo is playing, let's say, Jacksonville, you know what I mean? And, you know, he might need a ref or whatever. Let him sit this one out. Let the backup quarterback get some burn. He's going to need to get some experience anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't think no coach is doing that because coaches want to keep their quarterback in rhythm, you know what I mean? But
don't they do that now when they go on their bye week?
I like the bye works.
Yeah, you know,
the bye works.
So this time, you have two bye weeks. You have the first half of the season, 9 weeks, you have a bye in there. You have the second half of the season, weeks 10 through 18, where you have a bye there. You know what I mean? So how you work it is up to each individual team. Somebody want to have your quarterback miss the first two games. Then he can play the rest of the season. So who's going to do that?
Nah, he can't do that. You got to keep your quarterback in shape.
Right. And again, but it's going to be a firm 16 game. But how you going to do that now, though? is that that's the NFLPA is like 16 games, 18 weeks, let's make it happen.
I got a question. What is the ramification on the playoffs then? Do you allow 8 teams in instead of 6 now? Do you expand it to 8 teams?
If you expand the playoffs, you're gonna have a 7-9 team getting in there. A 9-9 team.
Yeah, that problem recently. A 79. I think 79 team won the division.
Seattle. I think it was Seattle. Didn't they win the division?
They could do it like baseball did. Do two wild. Well, and they already got the two wild cards. But
yeah. So I mean, how did it work out? Like Tommy said, man, it's definitely gonna be the money grab. At the end of the day, the owners are trying to see that too. You know what I mean?
They're trying to pocket.
And it's like who's gonna turn down more football? You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to see football. You know?
Exactly.
But the owners are being greedy. They're making money hand over fist. Right now, the NFL is right now cash cow. They got their own ATM right now with all the TV revenue money. They get paid. And they already get paid off these preseason games, which we shouldn't be paying for. If anything, they should be at play. So the players, the starters don't play. The starters don't play. They play one series, that's it.
So they really should get rid of it. That's it.
Yeah, people come to see. I mean, everybody wants to see the new kids, but everybody wants to see the starters too. But they're making them pay. They're making the season ticket holders pay those no matter what. That's not right. That's not right, and they know it's not right. So the only people that get paid for that is the owners, because the game check goes on the first game of the season. The players don't get paid in the first game of the season.
Right.
So only the owners making money. They're making money hand over fist right now. You know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
They're killing it. They're killing it.
And they definitely not gonna cut their own throat. So basically, we chopped it up a little bit, my dude. Anything happen that surprised you or you want to talk about since we're here, man, on the NFL pick?
Nothing big surprises, nothing at all, nothing big. I mean, ain't no surprise that Giants 0-4. Ain't no surprise. Because, like you said, they're playing like garbage, and that's what's going to happen. I'm just mad at Dallas. They're 2-2, and they got to go to Denver. Denver coming to them next week. You know Denver going to bring the heat. Because they're going to keep the Cowboys on the field all day. Because that boy Brady's playing on another planet right now. I mean, Manny playing on another planet right now, man.
Right.
He got weapons. He got weapons. He's just throwing up in the air.
Hold on, Malcolm. Say, what did that say?
You hear what Tony Dungy said about the Denver and Dallas game?
Yeah.
He said that Peyton Manning practiced against the cover two for 7 years straight when he coached the Colts. He said Peyton Manning know the cover two better than Monty Kiffin do. He said, watch out, Dallas.
He's right. He's 100% right. But think about it. I don't know if y'all know this. Peyton Manning has never beat Dallas, man. We played him 4 times. We beat him all 4 times.
All 4 times, yes.
All 4 times we beat him. Even when the coach was 10-0 one year, they came to Dallas. They came to Dallas, and we beat them then.
I remember that.
It was 10-0.
Yeah.
It was 10-0.
Yeah. Yeah. But like they say, Malcolm, man, this is 2013, cousin.
Yeah. You're right.
2013, playboy. You know,
Manning's going to light us up. He's going to light us up.
It's gonna be a sad day. And they're gonna see it on that big giant TV screen in the middle of the room. It's gonna be on that big giant TV screen too, man. We here live and direct, man. 646-00-0383 is the math. That's one to get in on the conversation. Real quick, man, I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on this Jordan versus LeBron debate, man. Just a quick sentence or two, man. What's your feeling on it? Is it worth while talking about? Should we leave it alone or
LeBron is on his own right. I mean, beats in his own right. Jordan's George. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Jordan did say that Kobe played like, so it would be hard for him to beat Kobe because they play alike. He says, but LeBron, he's about to beat. But LeBron is a beast, man. LeBron can go to the hole anytime he wants. So I don't know. I couldn't even describe that. Two different players, but two different, eras the way they play. Because he's just a freak of nature, man.
Right.
Yeah. You can't have power and speed like he got and do what he do, man. And the man said he's just getting better. He said it yesterday. I'm getting better.
Yeah,
and that's
saw that.
Sick.
I saw that.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And then the killer thing about it is, And then the killer thing about it is, because they're coming from two eras. Could you imagine Jordan playing in this era? Because sort of with social media and everybody always got to press the send button and saying stuff, he really would be motivated then.
Yeah, he's still going. Jordan can ball in any era. I'm going to tell you right now. Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain can probably ball in any era. I'm going to say this right now. Along with Kareem, at Abdul Jabbar. They can ball in any era. They will be a pro, all-star, or a Hall of Famer in any one of these eras. So it doesn't matter to me.
I still believe if LBJ was playing in that era, he would have been a star. He would have still been like the way he is now. He would have adjusted to the rules.
Maurice Lucas and Karl Malone, and then would have been tearing LeBron up.
Okay, but you keep saying that, but I heard you say that because he can't. The only problem with LBJ is LBJ was born 15 years too late. If he came up in there with them, he would have balled like them. You think he'd have been a punk? He'd have been balling with them.
Malone would have threw an elbow in the gym, and LeBron would have sit out for a week.
He would have been, but he would have been giving each other the business. That was the era.
Brian's a great player, but he has no game at all.
But y'all can say that, but y'all ain't watching. But when I say LBJ could have played it in the era.
Any era,
well,
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. He could have played in any era, and the same way he gave the elbow to Zeke with Mailman, you think he would have probably elbowed a cat 6'8", 250, standing there like that and get dribbled like he can and all that? He wouldn't have done that. LeBron would have gave him the business.
No doubt. But Oakley and the boys, if he came down that middle, like when Pippen was coming, and they had caught that elbow down that middle, they would stop coming down that middle for a while.
Yeah,
it was that.
Everybody was doing bully tactics. Go both ways, because everybody was doing bully tactics then.
Yeah, I agree with Ziggy, because LeBron liked that time pass.
He got physical right along with him. I mean, he don't have to be physical now. He don't have to be physical now.
He want to get physical.
But the league won't allow it.
Right. If any player could have played back then in that physical era, it's LeBron.
LeBron would have been a beast.
I don't think he would have won six championships in that era. Not with Jordan playing.
Not with Jordan.
Oh no!
That team
is totally different now.
I mean, because Jordan stopped a lot of NBA greats from winning titles.
Reggie Miller
from winning titles.
Karl Malone.
Charles Barkley. I mean, he stopped Patrick Ewing from winning for a minute until he got the You know what I'm saying? He stopped the Pistons from going back and winning again. You know what I'm saying? He stopped Dominique. He stopped the Celtics rank. You know, this is the greatest of all time. We know this. You know what I'm saying? At that position, at the two guard. You know what I'm saying? He stopped a lot of great NBA players who we look at as legends.
Can I tell you something, though? Can I say, doing that 72-10, everybody don't give enough credit to Scotty. Because to me, Scotty was the best Robin of all time. Scotty was guarding the hardest player on the other person's team. He was guarding.
Yeah, Scotty had great defense.
He allowed Jordan to freelance a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he had great defense. No doubt.
True. They always look at the star, but they actually create avenues for the star to actually get his rocks off. I mean,
he didn't really have to do nothing because you had Rodman sitting there grabbing all the boards and aggravating folks.
Playing good defense.
You had Scotty grabbing. You had Scotty picking up everybody at the point forward. Guarding the hardest person, the superstar on the other team. And you had Jordan, all he had to do was just take care of his business and close the games out.
You had guys like Wellington and Steve Kerr back then standing there with Kerr. I just think you had a lot more competition back then than they do now, the competition.
Yeah,
and Kerr
did.
You had Kerr standing there, three-point specialist you had.
Yep.
You had a Kukoc that was actually, I didn't really like him, but he balled, though. He balled when he got to them. Mm-hmm.
In the era of free agency, do y'all think Jordan would have won all those titles if the free agency was back then like it is now, with all teams combining and get on and create super teams? Do y'all think Jordan would have would have been able to have that run like he did.
Yeah, because he would have took control of the coach and made him build a team too.
he
was doing. He would have made them build a team too.
I think that Jordan would have definitely stayed in Chicago.
And they really never had a real true center either.
He was not a dominating center than LeBron.
I couldn't stand Bill Cartwright.
He had centers that
Bill Cartwright was the ugliest jump shot ever.
You know what I mean? They did what they were supposed to do, man.
Over to the side of the head.
Cliff Levinson, come on,
man. Hey, man, I'm going to have to get up. Listen, I'll hit you with my pick. I'll see it on the Facebook, and I'll hit you with my pick.
Is this Malcolm?
Yeah.
Malcolm, let me get you right quick. New England or Cincinnati?
New England, Cincinnati?
I'm on
New England.
Okay. Detroit and Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Gotcha. Houston and San Francisco?
San Fran.
Okay,
Houston,
I got you.
Too many pick six.
That's what it is. Thanks for calling, man.
Another pick six coming from Houston.
I sent that Rams pick to you in a separate email. You need to check your text message or your workday message, because I know I sent it.
Okay, all right. But Malcolm, man, thanks for calling, my dude. And we'll get at you. We're gonna do these picks right quick, man. So we can back into the conversation. Week five is popping off. We got New England and Cincinnati. Kia, who you like?
New England, Cincinnati. I'm going Patriots.
Patriots, got you. Shay, who you like?
New England.
Ziggy, who you like?
New England.
Wow, what's up, man? Who you like?
Who they playing? Who New England playing?
All right, Rob is talking to Manti Te'o right now, so I'm good. New England at Cincinnati.
Hold on.
Is that Rob?
Yeah, that's me.
Who you got, New England or Cincinnati?
Oh. I'm going to go with the Red Rifle.
You going to go what?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati and Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. For sure.
he's going with Cincinnati. New England and Cincinnati. Patriots on the road again. Big game they played in Atlanta the other night. Cincinnati, they started to have that look at that they're not ready. They got to win this game if they want to, prove that they still have a leg to stand under the AFC. I'm going to go with New England, just on the familiarity factor with Tom Brady. I'm going with the Patriots in this game. Shay, Detroit and Green Bay, who you got?
Green Bay.
Like, I need to really ask. Ziggy, who you got?
Detroit. We going in Lambo. We getting this
all day. Kia, who you like? Detroit, Green Bay. All right, she's on a 7-second delay. Rob, who you got? Detroit or Green Bay?
Wait a minute. I'm going Green Bay. I'm waiting for my time thing. I'm going Green Bay.
All right, Rob, who you got?
Man, this gonna sound like a homer pick. But we ain't won there in 60 years, man. I'm going Lions.
Ain't nothing home with it. We got the squad now, nah, bro. We got that offense.
31-27. Bookie, 31-27 in Lambeau.
Ziggy talking real quick. I like that. Ziggy talking real quick. Showing himself. I remember once upon a time as Detroit was playing Green Bay. They stuck this dude in the game. And he threw like 29,000 touchdowns on Detroit, man. He would have made him some money, didn't he?
Yeah, and he ain't been right since.
And he ain't been right. He ain't been right ever since. That's right. Rob, I got Ziggy, I got Kia, I got Post. Detroit and Green Bay. Do I have faith in Detroit to win on the road? And tell me if I'm wrong, if you agree with me on this. Is this game about Green Bay slipping or Detroit coming up?
We coming up.
Okay, so I'm taking Detroit.
It's all about us coming up now, bro.
Okay,
we can't lose that forever.
I got to respect that, man. I got to respect. If Detroit can win this game on the road in Green Bay, man, it'll be a sign that they mean business. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. Now I respect that. It's about Detroit coming up and not about Green Bay falling back, because you really don't care about Green Bay falling back. That's their problem.
Megatron will have a big game too.
The last game that we're gonna do. Is Houston, Texans against the San Francisco 49ers. Kia, we're going to let you see what you got.
I'm going with the Texans.
Gotcha. Rob, what's good? Who you got?
I think Schaub bounced back from them burning his jersey outside the stadium. I think he come back and have a big game. So I'm going to go with the Texans, too.
Yeah, who you like?
Jay, who you got?
I got the Texans.
Got you, Fred. Kia, what's good?
I already said my thing. I said the Texans.
I just wanted you to say it again so we can get it on tape.
Is this at San Fran? Is that San Francisco?
Yep.
I'm going with the 49ers. I don't trust Schaub.
I'm gonna take the 49ers in this game. What is your thoughts in regards to the game on Sunday night to start at 11 o'clock? I think it's the Chargers and the Raiders.
I think they need to get them a stadium. San Fran. Hotel Ali,
that's a good answer right there.
I'm so sick of seeing that baseball diamond in the field.
Yeah.
I know he's bad. Tired of kicking from there.
Yeah.
That's the A's game, right?
Yeah, that's open, right.
Yeah.
They got to have a quick turnaround because they're in the playoffs. They got to play their playoffs game, and they got to configure the stadium. That game ain't going to last. That game ain't going to let the end of the 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. But you know what? And look, you see how things happen. What happened is that the Super Bowl champions had to open up the season on the road because the Orioles let them have the parking lot.
So they don't play the same stadium.
Right.
The worst about the stadium is about the parking.
Hey, Mayor, we supposed to be...
Act like Baltimore, act like he was going to the playoffs or something.
Hey, Mayor.
Yeah. They could play that.
Hey, Mayor, and we bankrupt, and we got out. Every sports team got their own stadium. Supposed to be bank. We ain't supposed to have no money.
And to keep it all the way, and to keep it all the way, 100 with you, Ziggy, y'all have had 2 or 3 stadiums. The Pontiac Silverdome,
right.
Ohio, the Joe,
right,
you know
right,
me?
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, you know,
Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, man. A quick score update, man. Bottom of the fourth inning. Pittsburgh Pirates 4, Cincinnati Reds 1, National League Wild Card game.
That's who I want to see.
Hey, Mayor, I heard you last week talking about them old Pirates and stuff, man. I was listening to it on stream. Man, you know a little bit about baseball. I got to admit.
A little bit. I know a little bit about baseball.
Yeah, you know a little something. I was sitting back like, man, I was acting like I was on the show. I'm saying names like Roberto Clemente, all types of stuff.
Right. I love baseball, man. I love it.
Dre Beck, Andy Van Slyke at center, Bobby Bonilla at left.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
My history goes back a little bit, man. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, hard body karate since the 70s, man. My first season was 76, and we got swept in the World Series by Cincinnati. The only person that did something for us in that World Series, God bless his dad, was Thurman Munson. He was 8-15. That World Series got me crying. It seemed like every time Johnny Bench, Dave Geronimo, George Foster, Pete Rose. Every time somebody from Cincinnati got Joe Morgan, they hit a home run. Sparky Anderson as the manager. You know what I mean? Yeah, Sparky Anderson. Their infield was Tony Perez at first, Joe Morgan at second, Concepcion at short. They had Pete Rose playing third. They had Foster in left. I think Griffey was in right, and I forget who was in center field.
Hey, Mayor, this is somebody that don't know baseball.
Johnny Bench was the catcher, huh?
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't Thurman Munson the one that named Reggie Jackson Mr. October in that interview he was doing after the game?
when they was talking about Reggie Jackson, and he was like, who, Mr. October?
Because remember the season, I think it was 77 when he signed with the Yankees, right?
Thurman Munson
was the captain, right? Everything was status quo. You know what I mean? We had good team coming off the loss, whatever. We said we're gonna come back. Mm-hmm. We had a great team, right? Now I'm getting ready to run that lineup down. But that's
hey, Rob.
Remember when Reggie said he was the straw that stirred the drink? That was the whole thing that set everything off.
Yeah.
From then on, he said he was the straw that stirred the drink. And Thurman Munson is like, what? You know what I mean?
Hey Rob.
Yes, sir.
You remember when Reggie hit that home run out of the old Tiger Stadium across the street to the cab company?
Man, I think that's a record, man. I think that was a record.
Yeah, it landed across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Checker cab landed across the street.
We had a Yankee team. We had Chambliss at first, Willie Randolph, Bucky Dent, Gettles at third. We had Reggie at right, Mickey Rivers in center. And we had Lou Piniella and Ray White was in left field, right? And then Thurman Munson was the catcher. You know what I mean? I love those. I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Willie Randolph.
I'm telling you, there was something going on with that Yankee team every single day. We was little kids. I stayed in the Daily News.
Wasn't that the year Billy Martin got fired? He got fired three times, two or three times a week.
He would fire him, hire him back, hire him the next day, hire him for old time. I remember old time day, it was like, and Billy Martin would be back to manage. Why did you fire him in the first place? You know what I mean? Well,
it makes you
miss the days. If George Steinbrenner was around today,
it was some personal shit. That wasn't no real shit.
You know what I mean?
That was all personal.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. I go back a little bit to baseball, man. To me, it's my favorite sport, man. To me, it's the best sport. You know what I mean? It's the best sport. And we were talking about it the other day, man. Every sport, but you could be a hero in 1 second. You could be a goat the next. But baseball, it's kind of like you can hit 3 home runs in 1 game and make a throwing error and lose the game, and nobody remembers the 3 home runs. Everybody's just talking about the error you make. You could mess up 7 times out of 10 and go to the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. You can get three hits out of 10 at bats
and go to the Hall of Fame. and make millions of dollars.
Or you could be like Gibson and just come out the dugout with no wheels at all, just hit a home run and just put yourself in the record books.
There you go. Golf went out of Dodger Stadium over Dennis Eckersley. There you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With one leg.
Yeah, with no wheels on.
You know? But, yeah, no doubt, man. But if we were talking earlier about baseball, man, I mean, I love the sport, man, and I go deep with it, man. You know what I'm saying? So I like to, you know, I mean, I go deep with the other sports, too, man, but we can talk baseball all night. You know what I mean? And it gets the juices flowing when you're talking to somebody and they like giving it back to you. Like, yeah. You're like, oh, okay, we can get it in. You know what I mean? Let's talk about it. But, yeah, man, I think this past baseball season was good, man. We saw a lot of things, a lot of different things, man. But, again, man, some teams need to finish the job, man. And one of those teams to me is the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers is in the World Series 2 out of the last 3 years. They should have won one of them World Series. I don't think they're going to be back no time soon.
Well, considering the fact how they used to be, they done came a long way.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Because I remember they used to win. Right. They used to lose 100 games for like years and years.
Right.
All the time.
The whole world Texas Rangers and Jim Sundberg and all of that. You know what I mean? Jeff Burrows. Those old Texas Rangers. But yeah, this Texas Rangers team ain't them. You know what I mean? But we can have a baseball conversation, man.
All day,
you know, all day long. We can do it all day long. Score update, man. End of the fourth inning. Cincinnati. What'd you say?
Gia
said something. I warned you about him. I said, dang, if you're gonna talk baseball, that's his favorite sport.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
we get to this.
Because you don't you don't get enough of that. You don't get enough baseball talk. Like, you know, back then, that's all we used to do, man. Baseball trading cards, man.
Just making baseball, Bill Allen.
You know what I mean?
I remember I used to be able to quote stats off of baseball cards. I could tell you what Lou Whitaker hit in 1985. You know, what was his batting average? How many triples he had that year?
Right.
I mean, you know, I could recite it off a baseball card. Those were the, you know.
Those were the days, man. I'm right there with you, man. And I remember one particular incident. I bought some baseball cards, man. I got Corbin Thomas from the Brewers, right? I got Rod Carew. I got Bob Boone. And
Rod
I got Mike Smith in one pack, right? I went across the street to the other bodega and bought two packs of baseball cards. I got Ron Guidry. I got Bob Horner. I got Greg Wazinski. And I got two Ryan Bostocks in the same pack.
Man.
Y'all remember Saturday afternoon when This Week in Baseball used to come on and Mel Allen used to be on
show.
The show?
That was my mm-hmm. show, yes. This Week in Baseball, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, and baseball is like, again, so we have the conversation about it. I think that's the thing that, you know, kind of like people, we used to play baseball. You don't see that no more. You know what I mean? You wonder why or whatever, but there's a lot of other things that's going on. But the people that stay close to baseball are going to always be close to baseball, man.
I got a baseball question for you, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, my dude.
Do you think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
I wish you wouldn't ask me that. But, you know what? If you would have asked me this like maybe 10 years ago, my answer would have been emphatically no. But I'm like, not right now, just saying, Tom, why not?
I mean, right.
I think it would be better for baseball if he was in the Hall of Fame.
He don't care. Like he said, he don't care. He know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all the time.
He know who he was.
Us know who he was, too. You're right.
He got over 4,000 hits, man.
I can tell you right now, you can't say no to memory, can you? And I'm not looking at Google, because I don't look at Google when he had the 44 game hitting streak, when they played the Atlanta Braves, when Gene Garber shut him down on Monday Night Baseball. I ain't gonna say no more. It is what it is. I mean, I go back to that, man. Pete Rose, you know, the thing about Pete Rose, man, is
Johnny Hustle. That's where Bart Giamatti was like,
he's going to be in the Hall of Fame over my dead body. And what happened? Next week he died.
If I played against Pete Rose, the one thing I didn't want to play was catcher.
Oh, man, he would run you over.
Yeah. I mean, he messed Ray Fosse up forever, man. Ray Fosse was great.
Yep.
Man, he was the best double play breaking up player I ever seen. He would break up a double play in a, oh, my God.
I think he had to fight with Brett Howison when they were playing the Mets in the playoffs. That was, when they had to fight at second base, I think that Brett Howison was giving it to him, man.
Yeah.
But little skinny Bud Harrelson was trying to give it to Pete Rose. But I think, you know, baseball, that's what baseball's missing. Guys like Pete Rose. You know what I mean? It's not that he's best, you know, not the betting part, the hustle aspect of it. You know, the take you out aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna play all-star game. You try to knock me out of position, then I gotta shake your hand after the game. Nah, B. You know what I'm saying? And that's who Pete Rose was. You know,
he went to Philly, got a World Series in Philly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, to answer your question, yes, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
By his numbers. I'm like, look, man, you know, if you don't like him off what he did, that's some personal, but you can't debate his numbers.
But you know baseball Hall is the hardest thing to get into.
No doubt. Yes, it is.
That's why Alex Trammell and Lou Whitaker ain't in there. And that's a travesty.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, but it's, what are you gonna? I mean, eventually, like we talked about this maybe a couple months ago, Rob. We thought we said, you know, we came to the conclusion that all the people that don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and the people that are keeping him out of the Hall of Fame, they're gonna eventually pass away. Then you got the new generation that's gonna come in and be like, you know what? You know,
yeah, they're gonna Google his number like 4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, he gotta wait to day? So what, he gotta wait to like 2030 for everybody?
No, sooner than that.
Yeah,
than that.
I think
they're
gonna let him
you know
in a couple years though. Soon as they change, soon as they switch, if they when baseball get a new commissioner, you know what I'm saying? I think they're gonna let him in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's gonna be a big day. They're gonna talk about it for a week. They're gonna have Pete Rose highlights, and he's finally in the Hall of Fame, and this and that, which will be a good look.
Mr. Mayor,
you know
what was that baseball player that started free agency?
Kurt Flood.
Was it Jimmy Smith?
No, Kurt Flood.
Wanted the free agency, but free agency didn't start until Andy Messmith with the Dodgers in like 73.
Right.
Kurt Flood with the court because he did not want to get traded.
Right.
Can I get a bail for that?
Can you get the bail for what? You begging for bail? What's going on? Where we at? Where we at again? Now, don't salute that. Don't applaud that. You begging for bail for what? What are you begging for bells for, man?
I just cuss free agency.
We can sell you some bells and some applause.
Yeah, you can do that too. I just want to ring you. That's all. I just want it wrong. I don't care.
It's all good, man. It's all good. But yeah, man, as far as, you know, a guy like Pete Rose, you got a guy like Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame. We all know what he did.
Oh, my God. I don't even speak on Ty Cobb.
They said he used to come to the ball game drunk, just out of the bar.
You know,
just left the bar.
It is what it is, man. So again, Rob, to answer your question, man, I think, you know, I'm with you on that. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's gonna take a whole, like you said, it's gonna take a whole different, you know, atmosphere and vibe that the powers that be is gonna have to change. You know what I mean? Because right now they're just going off of, you know, past history. You know what I mean? They don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. He's not getting all this. Let them people go away and let the new people come in and be like, they're going to be numbers oriented. Yeah, they're not concerned about all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think he deserves it, man. You know,
I was mad at Jim Gray for that interview he did with Pete Rose at the All-Star game.
When he tried to play Pete Rose out, yo.
I remember he did that interview. He did that interview and got Pete Rose a nickname.
And the interview gods got him. You see where he at now, don't you?
Yeah.
He's doing interviews on Showtime now. He out the limelight.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what Jim Gray was like, a rebel rouser, yo. He would try to strike that nerve, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
You know?
Just like Ahmad Rashad. You see what happened to him when Jordan retired.
Mm-hmm.
It's over for him. He had to get back his hotel pass key.
When he retired NBC, when he let him back in the dough.
That's the same thing. What's the dude, that was following Barry Bonds around ESPN? You know who I'm talking about, right? Every interview
who?
Was like, Barry Bonds, this is Barry Bonds, that. I forgot his name.
What's my man's name?
You know who I'm talking about. Pedro Alvarez? No, he plays for the Giants.
Pedro Gomez.
It might have been him. I'm not sure. But I remember they got one guy. It's like one guy that knows all about Barry Bonds. Like Sal Palantonio with the Eagles.
Yeah,
and
right. He always
knows about the Eagles. You ask Sal Palantonio. He'll tell you what you need to know. But yeah, man, we in the building, man. You know, another Tuesday is in the books, man, almost, man. I want to thank everybody, man, for taking time out and calling, man, after further review, man, because you know it's how we do it, man, hard body. We go in. Shout out to my man Dave A for checking in, man, in between chasing his daughter around. That's what's up. My man Ziggy's in the building as usual. He is in the house. My man Shay on the check in. Rob is with us. Andy calls it at 9:12. Don't think I didn't write it down. My man Malcolm's in the house, man. You know what I mean? So we here, man. Appreciate all the callers, man, for checking in. We do this, man. Cheers, man. We're waiting for you at, cousin. We here, man, every Tuesday night, man, after further review, it goes down. You know what it is. The man's in the house, man. We do our little picks, man. We picked the three college games we went through. We picked Georgia Tech against Miami. We picked Ohio State and Northwestern. We picked Maryland and Florida State, the NFL joints. We picked the Patriots and the Bengals. We picked the Lions and the Pats. and we picked the East Texans and San Francisco 49ers. Right now, this is the start of the show, man. We do a little round table thing, man. We give everybody to speak their mind and, you know, put their opinion on something, you know what I mean, before we get out of here for the week. And, Rob, man, we're going to let you set it off, my G. Just, you know, a couple of questions about the week before, you know, until we meet again next Tuesday, man.
Well, yeah, I just want to shout out to everybody that called in today, you know what I'm saying, made the show live, you know what I'm saying. I really appreciate it, you know, kind of welcoming me on my first, you know, go around in sports talk, man. Shout out to Mr. Mayor, man. You know your stuff, man. I'm really digging the show.
No doubt.
I just want to say,
is this Rob Jones?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Oh, okay. Salute, my dude. Salute. No doubt.
For sure. I just want to say, before I go, I just want to say that I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they knew something about that, the whole, you know, drug test thing with Josh Freeman. I don't think he did anything wrong. Like he said, he had a prescription for his ADHD, you know what I'm saying? But I think Seattle right now, I know he on the high seat, and so he's trying to pull anything out of his hat, man, to try to get something turned around. I think he's starting Mike Glennon just so he can have an extra year to be out. And to have an extra more time. Like, look, we're trying to build with Glennon. We're trying to get this thing turned around with Glennon. I think he's just trying to buy time, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to avoid the inevitable. But I think Josh Freeman is a serviceable quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He has the intangibles, man, and I think, you know, he just needs to cut ties and get a new change of scenery.
And get a fresh start.
I think,
okay.
You know, so, yeah,
out.
I think he can be, you know.
Out. Appreciate you for calling, man. Hey, Siggy, man, what you got to say before we get out of here, yo?
I want to say the hunt for October is on. Bless you, boys. Let's do this. And I'm not going to be satisfied until we pick up that trophy. And also, we're going into Lambeau and face the big bad wolf this week. So we're going to see what we're about.
We got to win.
It's a
move, man. I appreciate you calling in. Kia, what's good? What you got to say before we get out of here?
You know my little slogan, I hope they fall flat on their face.
I understand that, but won't they?
And it's a bye week for us. So, you know, I think it's a bye week for us. And
it's been a bye week the last
guys,
4 weeks.
I will say applause.
I don't pay no attention to him anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
I know you don't. I'm just saying. I can still talk, though.
What's the name?
We still play it on the field.
Until you get to where I've been, one person on the line, please.
I just want to say, Maya, you still my dog, even though you ain't come to me for the picks this week, but it's all good.
I ain't come to you for the picks this week?
No.
What, you didn't pick the games?
Huh?
You didn't answer. You know what I mean?
If you ain't
asked,
I'm offended. Y'all, it's all good, though.
Well, you're going to probably pass anyway, so it's
not in NFL. College, I would have passed a little bit. Not in the NFL, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Dallas, stand up.
You already
That's
know.
That's
what it is. So, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, Shay. Hey, you guys hear the same before we get out of here,
man?
Ed's trying to put
you
on the spot right now.
Just want to say, let's go, Pats. Get this 5-0 and a special shout-out
to Ziggy.
Here we go. Special shout-out to Ziggy and Rob. Let's go, Aaron Rodgers. Tear them boys up. That's what it is, man.
Review. We in the house, man. GQ Palace Radio. I want to shout out, man, the big homie Rich holding me down, man, for being behind the boards, working the buttons and all of that. All the callers, man, you know what it is, man. All the time, man. Everybody, man. The listeners, too. We see you. Tomorrow night, we got the Divas in the house, man. You know what it is. They get it in all day. You know what I mean? Then Thursday, we got the Bellwins, man, talking about relationships and all that. Friday, man, big list of the entertainment tips. Then Sunday, man, the week's steps off with Miss Arena and the Gospel Show. Shout out to the big homies and all that doing their thing. Monday is the music day again. And I'm open to do it, man. I got a couple of Mondays off, so holler at you boys. Tuesday gets back here to the man, after further review. You know what we do on Tuesday night, Toe is down, hard body. Once again, man, shout out to everybody, man. Thank you for calling in. Thanks to the listeners. We see you too, man. Till next week, man. This is the man, man. yo. Talk sports like talk sports. That's the first review. We out of here, yo. Peace.
Peace.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.